AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Protesters were out in force again last night, Charlotte, North Carolina. Some demonstrating against last week's police shooting death of Keith Scott talked about boycotting businesses.
Scott. Yes. They are killing us. We're going to have to start boycotting their businesses. Yes. Black people spend $1.2 trillion annually.
The Charlotte police have released some dash cam and body cam video of the shooting, but it's not clear if a gun can be seen in Scott's hand. A 20-year-old immigrant from Turkey is in custody, arrested about 24 hours after a man shot and killed five people inside a mall in Burlington, Washington. Joanne Burkhalter was watching at the mall theater on Friday night and says she was shocked to hear about the shooting.
You would think that it would happen in Everett or Seattle or anywhere else, but a small town like Burlington, I never dreamed that anything like this would happen.
Artan Chetin's capture ends a frantic search following the murders of the five people the night before. His suspect is expected to be in court tomorrow. A young child is among the eight people wounded in a shooting outside a store last night in Baltimore. Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says three men fired into the crowd in retaliation for a previous shooting.
The three-year-old little girl and her father were just off to the side, so they sustained some gunshot wounds from these errant gangsters who just opened fire on their group of intended targets.
All of the people who were shot are expected to survive. Donald Trump says he'd do more to help women from the White House and Hillary Clinton. Trump made those comments while campaigning in the state of Virginia. For her part, Clinton stayed close to home in New York while preparing for tomorrow night's opening debate. She was seen at a Westchester hotel near her home in Chappaqua. This is AP Radio News. Three people, two men and a woman, have been found dead yesterday in a home in Fullerton, California. Police are looking for 17-year-old Caitlin Yost, who lived there and is considered at risk. Two children in the home were found unharmed. A new museum opens in Washington. The AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
The bronze-colored museum began as a dream for African-American Civil War veterans in 1915, and now, says Georgia Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis,
it's more than a building. It is a dream come true.
President Obama says the museum illustrates the contrast in American history.
Suffering and delight. One of fear, but also of hope.
To open the museum, he helped ring the bells like those that rang for the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.